Andy, first off, tell us how nice it is to at least see some golfers heading off the first tee at Misswood Golf Club.
It's great to be getting back to golf out here, even in this capacity with twosomes and 15-minute intervals. You know, hopefully pretty soon here, now that we've got a week under our belt of everyone being very responsible out on the golf course, we can get ranges back open, foursomes, and then lighten some cart restrictions. I think those steps would kind of help ensure the longevity of golf here in Illinois as we get into the summer.
How nice, as a golf professional, was it to see the final states in the Northeast announce that they're reopening, or they all will be opening by Monday, which makes golf available in all 50 states in America?
Absolutely, yeah. The golf economy has been suffering definitely over this last month. I know a lot of people's jobs are in flux with their ability to operate golf courses, their ability to teach. So any lightening of restrictions that we can have is definitely much better.
How tough has it been at Misswood? Obviously, lessons from you on down through your outstanding professional staff, and all the club fitting and the performance center you have not being open must be difficult for everyone.
Yeah, it's been an extreme challenge for us, especially keeping our guys busy and the guidelines of minimal operational staff. So, you know, a staff like ours where we have 8 professionals normally on site at most of the times, you know, right now we're basically operating with 3 professionals rotating in and out, trying to keep, some guys busy during this time. But I think just in general, the professionals are hurting right now with ranges being closed. I mean, that's a major part of the golf economy, being able to give lessons, give club fittings. So just even little things like that would help the golf professionals across the state.
How about yourself? You're obviously very competitive during tournaments, and I'm sure not only yourself, but a lot of the Illinois PGA professionals that love to compete in tournaments are missing the weekly tournaments that are put on by the Illinois PGA section.
We're still pretty bullish on the idea of having events this year for the Illinois PGA. I'm a little bit worried of when those events are actually going to start. But, the way that we operate our tournaments is a little bit different than most. There's not as many contact or touch points, I should say, as a tournament. So we're still pretty sure we can get in a good portion of the season. We're going to focus on the majors, trying to get those in, especially probably towards the second half of the year. We still think there could be quite a tournament season for the Illinois PGA.
One major for the gals is always held right there in your backyard. Misswood Golf Club's been hosting the Phil Kozin Illinois Women's Open for years. Unfortunately, it sounds like you've made the decision that this year's championship has to be canceled.
With the travel restrictions and things like that are in place, and not knowing what the future is for that, we just thought it was the best thing to basically just cancel the tournament for this year. On top of that, the tournament relies so heavily on sponsorships, and during this time where that sponsorship money is going to be asked of in so many different places, it's just best to not take away the sponsorship and dollars, especially for a tournament like this, when it could probably be used in a more direct setting for just different other charities and such.
I would guess that you and Jim McWethy and your sponsors met and also ran this through the Kozin family before making a decision.
Absolutely. It was pretty unanimous across the board of basically just kind of wait until next year. With how our field is normally made up, with everyone traveling and such, I mean, we attract quite a field from across the country, and just seemed like the right move at this time.